day's heartbeat. Now, this heartbeat was inspired by the Spirit to me when I was reading scripture, I was praying, and I was thinking about things. The first part is we have been very much talking lately within the Catholic Eye Ministry, within Impactors, that we are the body of Christ. We are, God talks us about, we are part of the body and He is the head. And each one has their own part, their own place, their own gift that God has anointed them with. And then I start reading Isaiah 61. Now, Isaiah 61 is actually the verses of scripture where Jesus stood up at the temple ready to basically announce to everyone, this is now my ministry, this is what I've come to do. And he uses these scripture, this scripture here, to tell the people in the synagogue, the Jewish people, the Pharisees, that the Lord has anointed me. So it's Isaiah 61 and it starts, "The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me. He has sent me to bring good news to the oppressed, to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and to release to the prisoners, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." And when Jesus announces that, he's telling the world, telling us, this is his job description. This is what he's about. This is why he's come. Because the Lord God, his Father, has anointed him to come. The Spirit of God is upon him, is within him. And he's been sent to bring good news. He's sent to bind up the brokenhearted, to release captives and prisoners. And so many of us in the world were and still are captive to the world, to the world's ways, and not living kingdom ways, not understanding who God is, that Jesus came to save us, to die for us and rise again and give us eternal life that we had lost. We, as you know, the people that God had created had lost. And we were restored to be the children of God, to be his heirs. And if we are the body of Christ, like when Jesus goes up to the Father at the ascension and he says, you know, I'm leaving you, I'm going to send you the Holy Spirit, but I'm also giving you a job description now. I'm asking you to go into the whole world and tell people the good news. And the good news is that Jesus Christ has died and has risen and has given eternal life to everyone. It's available to all. But it's very much that the Spirit of the Lord is upon us, that we've been anointed for a task, that we've been sent the good news and to bring the good news to others, to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty and freedom to those captive and to release the prisoners from whatever prison they're in. Now, it could, you know, when it says, it talks about to bring the good news to the oppressed. Maybe you're depressed. Maybe you're lonely. Maybe you're ho-hum. Maybe you're heavy-hearted. Maybe you don't know what life's all about. And, you know, you're stuck in a way. You're broken-hearted. Things haven't gone the way you desired them to go. You're captive to sin, to money, to greed, to pride, to habits. Well, you're just stuck in your way. You're just stuck and lost. Emma was talking about people being lost. Well, we're lost often when we don't even realize it. That we're in prison, that we feel like there's no hope, there's no freedom, there's no ability to get out from where I am. Do we not want the favor of God? But it feels like that we don't have this. What? I have a gift? I'm anointed by the Lord. We get a bit surprised. We need to be reminded that we are. We're children of God. We've been given the power of the Holy Spirit. We've been given the task to go out and to get the task, to do the task. We need to be anointed for it, because otherwise we're doing it in our own steam. And when we're anointed for it, we've got the Holy Spirit with us, who is giving us the power, the ability to go do. And even it's just to speak and tell people about what Jesus has done. That's what we need to share. That's what we need to tell the world, that there is hope. But it goes on to say further things if you read it. It says, you're to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor, the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, to provide for those who mourn in Zion, to give them a garland instead of ashes, to the oil of gladness instead of mourning, the mantle of praise instead of a faint spirit. So how are we providing for people? We're bringing comfort to those who mourn. The comfort is knowing the comfort of God, knowing that there is hope in the world, knowing that He has the answer. You know, even if it is, all I can do is comfort and grieve with a person or hug that person or tell them about God. I'm sharing with them hope. It says to provide for those who mourn. How do I provide for them? Maybe I can provide for them warmth, clothing, because they're mourning because it's not grieving of someone dying or anything. It's because of just their life's gone. Think of recently all the earthquakes. People's lives have gone, but even their livelihoods, the way they live. And you grieve and mourn for what you had, what you know of. Where's the future? You don't feel like there's any. And you provide for people as best as you can. Food, nourishment, clothing, comfort, love. But it says to give them a garland instead of ashes. What's a garland? A garland, I can feel like, you know, a full of roses or flowers. You've made the daisy chain and you put it on as a garland. What is it? It's restoring to them where they felt like there was no life. It was just ashes. It was just destruction and death. But you're giving them hope and life. And our life eternal with Jesus is forever. And it never fades. It lasts always forever. It says to give them the oil of gladness instead of mourning, instead of hopelessness, instead of sadness. You're giving them gladness, the oil, the anointing, the joy that comes from knowing the Lord. And then you're telling them to put on the mantle of praise instead of a faint spirit. Another way it says, put on the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. How many of us live in heaviness of spirit right now? You know, it can just be, we look at the world, the destruction in the world. We look at the hardships. We look at how, like, even just living where we are. How do I pay the bills? How do I buy food for my family? How do I provide for them? A heavy spirit comes upon us because we just don't know how. Maybe you've lost your job and you're the provider for your family. How do I get by? The government gives a little bit of a handout, but it's not enough. And everyone wants their bit. You know, you've got to pay electricity. If I don't have electricity, then how do I cook even food? Or if I don't have that, how do I even buy food? It costs so much. How do I put petrol in a car? How do I pay the car registration? I just don't have enough. And we can have this heavy-heartedness, this where our spirits are so faint now. They're just a blip of being alive because we're living in hopelessness. But God says, be with me. I can give you all. And I put on the garment of praise. So we need, as Christians, we need to put on the garment of worship and praise. And God will come to our aid. But even if He doesn't, and we think He doesn't, He provides in so many other ways. Somehow the government gives you, you know, some money towards your electricity bill. Or the electricity people say, oh, we've decided we're going to give everyone, you know, so a reducing amount, or the petrol money, you know, prices come down a bit. You can say, oh, what was the government? it was the electricity company. No, it was God moving their hearts to help us. It's the God's provision in all things. You know, the good news is that God has exchanged everything that is terrible for his goodness. You know, here it's talking about an exchange of the oil of, the garland of flowers instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of mourning, the mantle of praise instead of a faint, heavy spirit. God started that. God exchanged his son Jesus to be punished instead of us. God exchanged his son's life for ours. God exchanged the punishment, the judgment, the life never got, life hopeless, death. He exchanged it for eternal life because of what he did by sending his son Jesus. Do we choose then what God has for us? Do we focus on praise and worship of him? Do we focus on believing that he has sent us to bring the good news, that we have been anointed by him? Oh, I'm not saying I'm holy 100%, but I'm holy because of what God has done in me, of God being in me. Our holiness comes from him. I love it at the end of Mass, as we finish the Eucharistic beautiful prayers, and the priest holds up the body and blood of Christ and he says, through him, with him, and in him, and in the unity of the Holy Spirit, may God be praised forever and ever and ever. Amen. It's only through him, with him, and in him can we do anything. It's only through him, with him, and in him, with us, his spirit living inside of us, that we can even go forth and proclaim Jesus, that we can share the good news. But we need to remind ourselves as Christians that we have, yes, been given a task, but we've been anointed for this task because of what God continues to do in us, because of the Spirit living inside of us, because we have been told and we are the body of Christ going out into the world, in our world, in my environment, in my workplace, in my family, in my neighborhood, being Christ to whoever I meet. I often feel like I don't do a very good job. Or what did I really do today, Lord? Sometimes we don't know the comfort we might give, the smile we might give someone, the generosity, the patience. What we give to others helps them in their lives, for them to know the Lord Jesus Christ too. And maybe it might take, you know, forever to reach people where you feel like you're not reaching them at all. Let God do what God needs to do and transform their hearts. What we need to do, what God has asked us to do. Knowing we might not see any advancement, anything that we've, say, rubbed off onto anybody, any way that we've even given the good news to anybody. Trusting that God is using us if our hearts are open and surrendered, and we recognize that we have been anointed for the task to spread the good news of Jesus Christ. Have a blessed week, and we'll see you again next week.